Hey everyone, welcome to episode 95. Tonight we're talking about a new law I give unto you. So, the real question is this. What does it take to make the gospel come to life? If you are struggling with what you believe, or if you do believe but you want to feel the truth on a deeper level, or even if you are experienced in your faith and you want to deepen your relationship with Christ even further, what steps can all of us take to not just bring the gospel to life, but to cause the gospel to bring life into us? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Brian Robbins, and welcome to Bringing the Gospel to Life. Hey everyone, happy 4th of July. Hope you had fun and stayed safe. We watched some cool fireworks, and there were quite a bit of, actually, some interesting fires that happened around here, so there was that. But yeah, hope you have a good one. Tonight I have a message that is a little, it's kind of focused on it, but it's just a little bit of a tangent off the whole Go America kind of concept. But it's what I've been thinking about today because without sharing too many details, there's someone that I love and really care about who's going through a really hard time right now. And during when someone you know and love is being impacted so intensely by something, and then holidays come around, it's kind of an interesting thing to celebrate. And so Mary and I were kind of talking about this person, and we were like wondering just kind of how we could help. And she asked me how I felt about this whole thing. And it was weird. I kind of had a strange thought come to mind, but I realized I think this is a good way to look at life. And it's what I said at the start, that today we're going to talk about the phrase that where Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you." And here's pretty much where I learned this whole thing and how it applies right now. So a while ago, a good friend of mine, I read this in a book, but they did a study and they went back and looked at all of the campaign slogans that all the presidents have used in the past. And they looked at the campaign slogans of each of the presidents to see if the winning presidents had any reoccurring themes in their campaign slogans, to see if there was like a concept that people could adopt in order to have more successful slogans. And it was really interesting. The study basically comes out and in essence says this, that pretty much in mostly all cases, all the presidents who won against the other candidate for the presidency, it always came down to really the difference between what the two candidates promised. And the candidate who lost always kind of made a promise about how they were going to improve America. And the winning president always seemed to make a promise about how they were going to have a new America. Okay. So like the ones that lost, where it was about changing America, it was about making it better, it was about righting wrongs. And the ones who won, it was always about going back to the old days, or it was about refreshing things, or it was about making things new. Like it was all about moving on to a vision of the future, looking beyond what's going on right now. And the ones who lost was always about changing what's going on right now. And it's interesting to me that the ones who lose, it's always because they're focusing on what's going on right now. And the ones who won, it was always they were focusing on the new thing that they're going to have happen, whether that's restoring things to how they used to be or implementing something new. Like there was a difference between looking to the future to something new, and then the ones who lost were always like changing something that's going on right now. And obviously that doesn't hold up everywhere, but if you look back through all of them, like when Trump was like saying like, "Let's make America great again," everyone was just like, "Oh yeah," like it had no focus on the thoughts of like what was going on right now, but just a vision to the future of returning to the glory days, right? And anyway, you can go back and look at all these examples. But long story short, like I wanna dive into this principle real quick, that like anytime we want change and we want it to work and we want people to be excited about it, like you can't really be focused on what's going on right now. You have to be focused on something that is going to be new. People want stuff that's new. Right, and the way that applies to the 4th of July is it's like, think about how our country started, like this promise of a land of freedoms, a new opportunity, like that consistently ever since this country was started has been the reason why people have come from all around the world to come to America because they want a new start and they want a fresh start. They don't want to improve their situation. A lot of people don't want to improve their situation where they are. They want to come to America and have a fresh start. And this is such an applicable gospel principle because, like, I've seen this. Like, people don't want to improve what they have right now. They want to just kind of abandon it and have something new and something that's better. And that's just the human way. But the interesting thing that I noticed is that Jesus kind of follows this pattern in the scriptures. And it teaches me something about him that is so powerful and profound. But two instances where I see this. Instance number one. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there's just so many. But like the two I'm going to focus on are in the New Testament. The first one is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus doesn't come and say, hey, I'm going to improve the Mosaic Law. He says, look, I'm going to fulfill this law and I'm going to give you a new one. He doesn't say we're making the Mosaic Law better. He says, I'm fulfilling this one and we're moving on to a new one, to a higher one. We're going on to another concept, a new concept. And it's so interesting that he would let the Jews like spend so much time on with this for thousands of years and then just say, hey, we're done with this. We're moving on. Like that's so interesting to me. And the second part is like when he actually says that phrase, like a new commandment I give unto you, is at the Last Supper where he says to his disciples, look, the only law I want you to follow from now on is have love one unto another. But if you think about so many Bible stories, like think about Moses, right? He frees the children of Israel and he says, we're not going to take over Egypt. He says, we're going to go and give you a new promised land. Book of Mormon's the same story. Like we're not curing Jerusalem, although they had been warned and they tried, but he's like, we're moving on and we're building new Jerusalem. We're giving a promised land. The same thing within the Doctrine and Covenants. Like they try to gather everyone, but then they're going on to New Jerusalem. They're going on to Missouri and then later on to Utah. Like, and that's what people want. And it seems to be a pattern that God follows through that. And instead of focusing on what's wrong with our present situation, sometimes the good thing to do is just to leave it, move on, let it be what it was, but move past it and go on to something new. And I think there's a lesson behind this. And that lesson is that I see a lot of people who they really struggle because they're so focused on what's wrong with their current situation instead of where they want to go. And like I said, this person that I love dearly, and I'm not going to share any details about the story that Mary and I were talking about, like, I'm looking at their situation, that was the thought that came to mind, like, the people in this situation, like, they're so focused on what's wrong right now, and they're keeping the same things, and they're trying to fix it exactly how it is instead of finding ways to move on from the situation, right? And sometimes, you know, as a seminary teacher, the best part of a semester is when it ends, because you can take a current situation and move on to something new. And so often that fixes so many problems. And all of you have experienced that. You've had experiences where you're in a situation and you move to a new home, or you move classes, or you move friend groups, or you move relationships or whatever. Like you move on to something new, or you move on to a new major, or you move on to a new job, and it just fixes things instead of sitting there and trying to fix what's not really working. And I'm not sure why that's an eternal principle, but I know that Christ followed it, and so it's something we need to consider. Sometimes maybe it's not right for us to stay and just try to fix things. Sometimes we need to know when to let go and move on, because a lot of what we're going to go through will just be fixed by us moving on to a new situation. I know that's probably a little bit random, but that's just really what's been on my mind today, because I don't want to share too many details about this person that I love. Like, that's why I'm saying it that way. But like, I think we see that in the founding of America. I think we see that in the scriptures. I think we see that in so many ways. Like when you just move on to something new, sometimes that just brings the energy and the change and everything you need. So if you're really struggling to fix something, try to accomplish it, but try to do it and just move on to a new method. Try something brand new, because that's how our country started. That's how the gospel started. That's how, and maybe I wouldn't phrase that exact, I'm not phrasing that exactly right away, but I think you guys know what I mean. That's how our church started nowadays. That's how like a lot of my situations, I just moved into a new environment, and everything that I was currently struggling with just fixed itself because I was in some new situation and it took care of itself. So I'm not saying run from your problems. I'm not saying to give up on things. I am saying, though, sometimes things are solved by moving on to something new, and that's something for you to think about, because that's not me coming up with that idea. That's a pattern that Christ consistently follows in the scriptures. So I really appreciate that I have a God who knows, like, works hard on things, but also knows when it's time to move on. He knew when it was time for Moses and the children of Israel to move on. He knew when it was for Nephi, knew when it was for Joseph, and he knows when it is for you. Like, at some point, it's just time to move on. And so between you and him, figure those moments out, notice when they come up, and I know it'll bless your life because it's blessed me. So hope that helps. Let me know what you think, as always, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.